This is VOA News by your remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. In the wake of heat waves, global warming, forest fires, storms, droughts, and a rising number of hurricanes, the UN Weather Agency is warning that the number of people who need international humanitarian help could rise 50% by 2030 compared to the 108 million who need it in 2018. In a new report released Tuesday, the World Meteorological Agency says more disasters attributed to weather are taking place each year. It said over 11,000 disasters have been attributed to weather, climate, and phenomena like tsunamis over the last 50 years, causing 2 million deaths and racking up $3.6 trillion worth of economic cost. The WMO says government should do more to help prepare for disasters. The head of the World Health Organization is warning against a strategy of pursuing herd immunity to stop the coronavirus pandemic, calling the idea unethical. At a news briefing on Geneva Monday, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said health officials should try to achieve immunity through vaccination only, not through exposing people to the virus. In his explanation, Ghebreyesus referenced herd immunity, which happens when a population is protected from a viral outbreak because a threshold level of immunity has been reached in that society. A late-stage study of Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine candidate has been paused while the company investigates whether a study participant's unexplained illness is related to the shot. The company said in a statement Monday evening that illnesses, accidents, and other so-called adverse effects and events are expected, part of a large clinical study. Its physicians and safety monitoring panel will try to determine what might have caused the illness. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.